So today you find me in a car with Ed Miliband, travelling between a couple of sites in Yorkshire. Just wanted to catch up with Ed on what has obviously been a big week for the Labour Party and for Ed personally. Ed, talk me through your week.
Well, the week began with the launch of the Labour Manifesto on Monday, which I think was a very successful event. I think it projected a new set of ideas from us about the future, about how we build out the economy you need in the future, how we protect and reform our public services, making them better in tighter times in terms of the amount of money there is to spend, and also open up our politics. And I think it showed a set of ideas for the future, and showed that actually Labour are the people who are taking on the ideas of the future, whether it's what Andy Burnham is doing in relation to care for the elderly, what Ebbles is doing in relation to education and improving education across the board, including education to 18, coming up with ideas around federations of schools, or also what we're saying about the future economy and the way we can build an economy that is fair for everyone. So I think that was important, and I think Gordon did a fantastic job at the press conference presenting the manifesto.
And obviously it's the day after the first ever live debate on TV. How do you feel that went?
I think it went well for us. I think what happened was that Gordon came across as substantive and serious, and someone who was basically in charge and on top of the issues that really counted. How do you keep the recovery going? How do you protect our public services? How do you deal with people's fears around immigration and crime and so on? I thought what happened was that Cameron was rather exposed as someone who was good at the 20-second soundbites. That's what we've seen on news and Prime Minister's questions. But when it came to a 90-minute debate, 90 minutes of scrutiny, he was much, much more found wanting. Obviously, Clegg had less scrutiny on him, was less familiar, and so was able to do well. But I think the debate went well from our point of view.
And I just caught up with you originally just now back in Belton Recycling Centre, obviously a subject close to your heart. Tell me what's in the manifesto that's important from your point of view.
I think on climate change we've got a chapter devoted to green issues in the manifesto. I think that's significant. It shows the greater importance that we attach to this issue compared to the past. I think the second chapter of the manifesto around how we build an economy that is fair for people, the minimum wage linked to earnings, a living wage initially in Whitehall departments, how we improve financial services for people in order to get a better deal for them. I think all of those are important issues as we go forward, because I think, yes, we've got to build the future economy, we've got to build into the future, but we've also got to make sure it's fair. And one of the ways it needs to be fair is by creating these jobs of the future in the green industries that really matter. And that's a big difference between ourselves and the Tories, because we're willing for government to make the decisions to make that happen.
So just 3 weeks to go now. What have you got planned?
Well, I'm now looking forward to spending a lot of time going around the country talking to people, particularly about environmental issues, but the environment as an economic issue as well. How do you create the jobs of the future? And in the region that I represent, in Yorkshire, we see huge opportunities around carbon capture and storage, around all of the green industries that can create big jobs for people to do in the future economy. So that's what I'm looking forward to doing. There's nothing like meeting voters. I'm hopefully going to be meeting some in my own constituency as well this weekend.
Ed Miliband, thank you very much.